It was the longest losing streak from the Broncos since 1967. 8 games. And on Sunday, they emphatically snapped that streak with a 23-0 victory over the Jets, behind solid play from Trevor Siemian and 2 forced turnovers by the defense.
It's good, man. It's been a long time coming. We were due for a win, though. We ain't that bad. We were due for a win, so, man, we got it today. We played well as a team. We practiced hard this week, man. We practiced hard. We got arguments with each other, man. We practiced hard, man. We wanted it. You can see how much we all wanted it, man. We all came out, I think, as a team, as a defense, as an offense, special teams, man. We all came out and played well as a team today.
We came out, we started fast, and it was opposite what we were used to. We was able to go out and get points and then come back and score a touchdown. And that was basically it.
We happy that we finally got this win under our belt, man. And, you know, we're not satisfied, but we stayed together and kept working. And it finally worked out for us today.
How good did that feel?
Oh, man, it felt great, man. It's been a long 2 months. I think we got a much-deserved win. You know, we didn't turn the ball over, and we got a takeaway. So, you know, we won a turnover ratio, and that's why we won.
Yeah, we just kept preparing, man. It's been a hard year, but we just kept working, kept putting the same study habits, and today we played a complete game.
It's great for it to finally all come together, because this is the result that we all knew we could have every week if everyone just stuck together.
It feels great, man. You know, wins. That's what, you know, this league is about. You know, that's what, you know, the Broncos organization is about. And that's what my teammates are about. We just want to hold this emotion and remember how it feels to win and just carry on through the rest of the season.
The win Sunday over the Jets was all part of the Broncos' plan to finish the final quarter of the season with a little bit of momentum. And after not winning a game for 8 weeks, they now have a chance to win 2 in 5 days when they head to Indy on Thursday. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.